This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm just going to sit here and do the white man overbite. It's a lot more fun than thinking about what's going on in the world. Yikes. Welcome back. Of course, we'll take your calls if you're listening to us in the afternoon live, 888-673-1450. Okay. Also, done with debt. If you have credit card debt and you'd like to get those rates reduced, this is the outfit to do it. And I know there's a lot of companies that do this, but these guys are for real. They actually will help you to reduce your rates on your credit cards and save you so much money a month. And I would love to see that. I'd actually love to see you save the money and put it into food storage. Seriously, I'm not kidding. We have a lot of work to do, and we have a specific time to do that in, and now would be the time. So as much money as you can save right now and put back in your pocket, and don't let these credit card companies get away with what they're doing. And then also, if you just continue to pile on debt, they can help you to figure out how to get out of that debt. They are so good at what they do. Give them a chance. Just give them a chance, and it's free to do so. So just give them a chance to do it. 888, I'm sorry, I was going to give the phone number. Donewithdebt.com, like you're done. Donewithdebt.com. And of course, weigh in. I would love to hear from you on any of these things we're talking about in this hour. And I have noticed, can I just say before we take the caller on, there's not a whole lot of campaigning going on, even in the presidential race. Have you noticed any campaigning at all or anything?
That's a bad sign. That means they think they have us totally brainwashed.
I was just putting it out there because at this time, you know, years ago, there was a lot of that going. Well, on one side, it was going on. King Dingling wasn't out there. He was wearing his little mask and nobody would show. But it was just kind of funny that I'm noticing that there's no election campaigning going on.
In all fairness, though, they do have Trump preoccupied.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
They may not have all of us totally brainwashed, but they believe they have enough of us.
Yeah.
I think they're right.
Yeah.
But I wanted to reduce some of that ignorance that you and Chris Ann were talking about regarding the powers of the president, powers of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this you hear nowhere except among constitutionalists. First of all, we know that one power of the president is the veto mm-hmm. on constitutional legislation. That means our presidents, if they were constitutional, if they weren't lying to God when they took their oath, they would be vetoing virtually every bill that comes before them.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to talk about what you don't hear at all, what powers the president has to correct all the criminal violations of the Constitution. The first one is, and it was brought up by Dershowitz, and he used his disinformation in his interview with you last Friday,
mm-hmm.
and that is the bureaucracies. We're always hearing about the power of the bureaucrats in government, and we can't do anything about it. That's an absolute lie according to the Constitution. Article 2, the powers of the president, the first line says all powers delegated to the federal government, executive branch, are vested in the president. The president is responsible to carry every single power out. So when the Congress passes a civil service protection law,
mm-hmm.
you're hearing, oh, well, they're protected, they can't be fired and so forth. No, that's not what the Constitution says. It says the president has complete control. He can fire anybody
yep.
he wants at any time, and history shows that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the massacre, what do they call it, Saturday Night Massacre, mm-hmm. when Nixon fired the attorney general, assistant attorney general, the special prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
Head of the Allied forces in Korea. They fire, president fired Douglas MacArthur. So they can fire anybody. Those bureaucrats can be gone in a day if the
yep.
president just follows the Constitution. And then real quick, other things they can do. One is you don't enforce any of the federal regulations. According to the Heritage Foundation,
mm-hmm.
95% of all federal regulations are unconstitutional. They should be abolished. He should not enforce any federal court ruling. My cousin
mm-hmm.
said that when the Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional. He said, well, now let's see him enforce it. I'm talking about Andrew
mm-hmm.
Jackson. Then other things they can do, the courts, the states or statute laws. he is responsible to ignore every unconstitutional statute of law, and that's the vast majority of them. Mm-hmm. So just we have to stop being hypocrites and say we support the Constitution and then vote for these unconstitutional candidates for president, for Congress, and put him nominate him for the Supreme Court. If we did that, stop being hypocrites, mm-hmm. and really stuck to implied the Constitution mm-hmm. to our federal government officers, we would solve the problem.
Thank you. Amen to that. Thank you.
He's absolutely right. I had a 10-year battle with the IRS, mm-hmm. and every time I talked to him, I would say, what law says I have to do that? Mm-hmm. And they would say, IRS regulation, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, IRS regulation is not a law. What law says I have to do this? And, of course, they never could give me a law because there was none. And after 10 years, I won. But if I'd have given in mm-hmm. to the fear that they try to put into you, mm-hmm. We'll take your house. We'll do this. They never did any of that because they really don't have a leg to stand on unless you cave to them.
There you go. Yeah. And I love the caller, too. I exactly right. I mean, we keep being in the same scenario over and over and over again. I was thinking back, you know, to the Wild Wild West, and I was perusing movies, and there was a movie about it. But I was looking at de Tocqueville's words back in 1831, and this is what he said. The Americans never use the word peasant. Now, this is the 1800s, okay? Because they have no idea of the class which that term denotes. Remember, we lost our class identification. You could actually succeed here or jump class or do what you wanted to do. And he said the ignorance of more remote ages, the simplicity of rural life, the rusticity of the villages has not been preserved among them. And they are alike unacquainted with the virtues, the vices, the coarse habits, and the simple graces of an early stage of civilization. Americans of all ages, all stations of life, and all types of disposition are forever forming associations. Don't you love that? What most astonishes me, because you know we're such a racist country. Anyway, what most astonishes me in the United States is not so much the marvelous grandeur of some undertakings as the innumerable multitude of small ones. The Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds. Let me say that again. The Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it is impossible to make them conceive the one without the other. And with them, this conviction does not spring from that barren traditionary faith which seems to vegetate in the soul rather than to live. In America, the means available to the authorities to uncover crime and to arrest criminals are small in number. However, I doubt whether crime evades punishment less often in any other country. Everyone feels involved to providing evidence of the offense and apprehending the offender. I saw inhabitants of a county where a major crime had been perpetrated spontaneously form committees with the aim of arresting the guilty man and handing him over to the courts. In Europe, the criminal is a luckless fellow fighting to save his life from the authorities. The population, to the degree, watches as he struggles. In America, he's the enemy of the human race and has everyone entirely against him. Don't you love that quote?
Yeah.
Such a different time in America where we really did well. We did well without all the regulation, strangulation, and all the corrupt activities going on that we have now.
This is why they hide history from mm-hmm. us, because history is full of so much goodness of the American people.
Yep.
Do you remember the show Death Valley Days?
No.
It was a show about the history of California. For a while, Ronald Reagan was the host of the show.
Interesting.
And it was a series of true stories.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I watched an episode, and it was the story of these two slaves who asked their master mm-hmm. to let them be free, earn their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And he let them go to California for the gold rush to try to dig up enough gold to buy their freedom. And they did it. And it was a true story.
Whoa.
That's how awful and racist we were.
Our America ended slavery for the civilizations yep. of all time. How's that for an accomplishment in under 80 years, by the way? Be right back, Kate Daly Show.